Be'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's love and grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Effort and Emunah, and it's a really important answer to what many people are asking me now in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, whether listening to the medical authorities and refraining from going to mikveh or going to synagogue amounts to a lack of Emunah. Let's begin with what King David says in Psalm 146, verse 5. Happy is he whose help is in the God of Jacob. Why doesn't King David just say, happy is he whose help is in God? Because there's only one God. So what does King David have to say God of Jacob for? Well, if we open up the Torah to Parshas Miketz, it tells us about the famine in the land of Israel. Now Jacob could have said, well, Hashem's done many miracles for me, and I'm sure Hashem will send me and my family food. But Jacob didn't say that. There was a terrible drought and famine at the time in the land of Israel, but yet in Egypt there was still food. So our forefather Jacob, he didn't rely on the miracle. He sent his sons down to Egypt to purchase grain. So in Parshas Vayigash, we see that Hashem not only validates Jacob's decision, but he tells him that he will be blessed in a number of ways. So our sages in Tractate Psachim and the Gemara, they learned that a person must not depend on miracles, because if Hashem does an outright apparent miracle for a person who depends on a miracle, then that person loses his mitzvah merits. For that reason, since the beginning of time, our forefathers have used their common sense to make the best possible decisions within the conditions and limitations of the current natural circumstances. A person with spiritual awareness knows that anyway, Hashem hides behind nature, because Hashem himself creates nature. So the Ketav Sofer, he explains that King David's intention in Psalm 146, when he says, happy is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, is that when a person makes whatever effort he or she can, like our forefather Jacob did back then when there was a famine in the land of Israel, then in that situation, Hashem will help him. In other words, Hashem helps a person who helps himself. So people have been asking me whether listening to the medical authorities and refraining from going to shul or davening in a minyan or going to mikveh, if this amounts to a lack of emunah. That's a good question, especially in light of our current situation, the coronavirus pandemic. To get a precise answer, if we open up our Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, to chapter 618, we see in the laws of Yom Kippur that qualified positions have the authority to override the laws of Torah and tell a person to eat on Yom Kippur, even when doing so would incur the punishment of karet for a healthy person. It's a very serious punishment, not just a simple transgression of Torah, but a transgression of Torah that carries with him such a severe punishment where the soul is disconnected from Hashem. That's terrible. But yet, this is where the punishment for eating on Yom Kippur. Yet, if the doctor tells a sick or chronically ill person to eat, then that person must eat, because saving a life, which is what we call in Hebrew pikuach nefesh, it overrides all of Torah except for three things: for idolatry, illicit sex, and bloodshed. A person doesn't do idolatry or illicit sex or bloodshed to save a life. But anything else in the Torah, a person could do to save a life, including violating the Shabbat. With all this in mind, anyone that doesn't listen to his or her local health authorities and thinks that Hashem will perform a miracle and guard them from coronavirus, where they could go out and mingle with people and do whatever they want, even if they don't get sick, they're going to lose their mitzvah merits. That's what the Gemara tells us. That's a big price to pay. So what's the conclusion we learn from this? A person can't play in the middle of I-95 at rush hour and count on a miracle that he won't be hit by a Mack truck. And if he does play in the middle of I-95 during rush hour without getting hit by a truck, it's going to cost him his hard-earned mitzvahs, and that's bad news. Because without mitzvah merit, a person's soul is spiritually naked, because a person's mitzvahs are the garments of the soul. Therefore, don't be a wise guy. Nobody should be a wise guy. We all must heed our local health authorities, for the Torah gives them the authority to enact laws. This is what's called Dina de Malchuta Dina, where the law of the land becomes Torah law. This is a concept we learn all through the Gemara. A person who breaks traffic laws is breaking Torah law, because the Torah doesn't say what the speed limits on a particular road are. This local government decides. So if a person goes against the speed limit, he's not only endangering other people, which is a transgression of Torah, but he's going against the law of the land, and going against the law of the land is also a transgression of Torah. So the same thing goes for here in our current situation in the coronavirus epidemic. So indeed, by heeding our qualified physicians and health authorities, we're doing what we have to do. And just as King David and our sages tell us, this is under no circumstances a lack of emunah, but responsible behavior. And emunah goes together with responsible behavior, because to act irresponsibly is not only a lack of emunah, but it's arrogance too. So may Hashem help us and give us all good judgment, act our common sense, and we should be humble and listen to our local authorities and do what we're told. And may Hashem help us all to be healthy and soon see an end to suffering and sickness, speeding our days. Amen. God bless.